Check your phone recently? Of course you have. Probably within the last few minutes. We've normalized a behavior that would have seemed bizarre a decade ago, compulsively checking a glowing rectangle dozens, even hundreds of times daily. We interrupt real conversations to glance at screens. We sleep with phones beside our pillows. We feel phantom vibrations that aren't there. Something has gone profoundly wrong, yet we barely notice because everyone around us is doing the same thing. The relationship you have with your phone resembles a toxic romance more than a functional tool. It promises connection, but delivers isolation. It offers information, but fragments your attention. It provides entertainment, but steals your capacity for deep joy. And like any unhealthy relationship, recognizing the problem is just the beginning. You need a concrete plan to break free. Ever saved a document and immediately checked your phone? This isn't a character flaw. It's a predictable response to devices engineered to exploit your brain chemistry. Each notification triggers dopamine, the same neurotransmitter involved in gambling addiction. Tech companies employ psychologists to maximize this using variable rewards. Sometimes you find something exciting when you check, sometimes nothing, which proves more addictive than consistent rewards. The consequences extend beyond wasted time. Constant task switching prevents information from transferring into long-term storage, compromising memory formation. Studies show teens spending 5+ hours daily on devices are 71% more likely to have suicide risk factors. Heavy smartphone users experience increased anxiety, depression, and loneliness, the very problems they turn to their phones to escape. Perhaps most insidious is how phones reshape social interactions. Fubbing, snubbing someone by looking at your phone, significantly damages relationship satisfaction. When physically present but mentally elsewhere, you miss the subtle nonverbal cues that build intimacy. Your phone isn't just changing what you do, it's changing who you are.
I'm great at multitasking. Neuroscience disagrees. What feels like multitasking is rapid task switching, and it devastates cognitive performance. Each time you bounce between tasks, texting while working, checking email during conversations, your brain must reorient, consuming mental resources and slashing productivity by up to 40%. Stanford researchers found heavy multitaskers perform worse on attention tests and struggle to filter irrelevant information. The kicker? They're unaware of these deficits, believing themselves effective despite evidence otherwise. Phones amplify this exponentially. Each notification tempts attention shifts, preventing deep engagement necessary for complex thinking. Students with phones nearby, even powered off, show reduced comprehension. This matters beyond work. Your most rewarding experiences, appreciating art, meaningful conversation, solving complex problems, require sustained attention. When you train your brain for distraction, you lose access to these deeper dimensions of human experience, capable only of skimming life's surface. Every phone check strengthens neural pathways for distraction and weakens those for concentration, literally rewiring your brain away from capabilities that make life meaningful. If you're not paying for the product, you are the product. Social media platforms are surveillance operations disguised as social networks, tracking your activity to build detailed profiles for advertisers. Every click, like, and share becomes monetized data. The like button wasn't created to enhance your experience. It was designed to quantify social validation, triggering dopamine releases that keep you checking obsessively. Research consistently links heavy social media use with decreased happiness, while people who quit Facebook for just 1 week report significantly higher life satisfaction. The impact on teens is particularly alarming. Rates of depression and suicide began rising sharply around 2012, exactly when smartphone ownership reached critical mass. Beyond personal costs lie societal consequences. Algorithms prioritize engagement over accuracy, creating filter bubbles that reinforce existing beliefs and promote increasingly extreme content. This fuels political polarization and misinformation spread. You're not just wasting time. You're participating in a system designed to exploit your psychology for profit while damaging your mental health and eroding the social fabric. When did you last experience true boredom? Not the kind you escape by reaching for your phone, but the kind where you sit with discomfort until your mind wanders creatively. This endangered experience fuels your most human capacities. Creativity requires mental space where your brain makes unexpected connections. Lin-Manuel Miranda recalls childhood boredom forcing him to invent elaborate games with just a stick, the same creative capacity that later enabled him to envision Hamilton. When your mind wanders, the brain's default mode network activates, regions associated with self-reflection, memory consolidation, and creative problem-solving. Constant phone use suppresses this network, trapping you in reactive attention rather than reflective thought. Younger generations who never experience extended periods without digital stimulation may struggle to develop the internal resources that fuel creativity. Your best ideas emerge not when you're frantically consuming information, but when you're walking, showering, or daydreaming, activities increasingly interrupted by phone checks. Reclaiming boredom means creating space for your mind to wander and generate insights that constant stimulation prevents. Changing your relationship with your phone requires structured action, not just good intentions. Start with awareness. Download a tracking app to measure actual usage. Most people check phones 50 to 100 times daily, spending 3-4 hours on them. Notice what triggers checking: boredom, anxiety, uncertainty, and the physical sensations accompanying these urges. Create speed bumps that slow automatic use. Before checking, ask, "What for? Why now? What else?" Delete social media apps, accessing them only through browsers. Disable non-essential notifications. Switch to grayscale, reducing the visual appeal designed to capture attention. Reorganize your environment. Charge your phone outside your bedroom. Keep only essential tools on your home screen, burying distracting apps in folders. Use app blockers during designated times. Practice mindfulness with phone urges. When you feel the impulse to check, pause and breathe. Notice the sensation without acting. This creates space between stimulus and response, restoring your power to choose. Attempt a 24-hour trial separation, a digital Sabbath, providing perspective on your dependency. This experience often proves revelatory, demonstrating that life continues and often improves without constant connectivity. Solidify new habits through regular phone fasts, designated check times, and phone-free zones at home. Your phone promised connection, but delivered disconnection from lived experience, human depth, and your own thoughts. Breaking up with your phone isn't rejecting technology, it's reclaiming your humanity from devices designed to colonize your attention. Imagine mornings beginning with stillness, not scrolling. Conversations where you catch subtle expressions words can't convey. Mental space where boredom transforms into insight and creativity flourishes. This transformation isn't about digital perfection, it's about intentionality. Your phone becomes a tool you use deliberately rather than a master you serve reflexively. The journey isn't linear. Old habits resurface. Legitimate needs require connectivity. The difference is approaching these situations with awareness, making conscious choices about when technology serves your values. In a world monetizing your attention, reclaiming focus is radical. Every moment you choose presence over scrolling, you vote for a different life. Your phone will always be there when you need it. The question is, will you be there for yourself?